forget 1931. We were deep in the Depression, of course, and who doesn't remember that? It was a banner year, though, for law and order. Al Capone was brought to trial, and Legs Diamond was convicted. Business was dull, but there were bright spots in sports and aviation. Max Schmeling became heavyweight champion. Ellsworth Vines loomed as a new tennis star. Wiley Post and Harold Gatty circled the globe in the Winnie Mae. August Picard soared skyward, higher than any man had ever risen before in a balloon. Canute Rockne and Thomas Edison died in 31. In the fashion world, experts confidently looked for a return of the bustle and the full skirt. Vitamins and the ultraviolet light were new medical discoveries. For entertainment, Americans read Pearl Buck's Good Earth and went to the movies to see Gloria Swanson in Indiscreet. Two popular radio personalities hit the airwaves in 31. Kate Smith with her theme, When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain, and Bing Crosby singing, Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day. Quite a number of good tunes came out that year. As Time Goes By, That's My Desire, Night and Day, and the one Sally Foster likes so well, Little White Lies. Sally?
The moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. Those little white lies.
In the English musical world, the names of Gilbert and Sullivan stand out over all others, probably. We have an American counterpart in Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart, composers of many of our most successful musical comedies for 20 years. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Larry Hart is gone now, but in their heyday, they were certainly an unbeatable combination. Rodgers and Hart met back in 1919 when Hart was 23 and just out of Columbia University. Rodgers was 16 and just entering. They were introduced by a friend one Sunday afternoon. And although nothing was said about it then, both felt that they would collaborate on lyrics and music. And from that day on until Hart's death, they never worked apart. Richard Rodgers was born in New York in 1902 of a family that fortunately encouraged him to compose music. His first song, done at the age of 14, was called My Auto Showgirl. When he entered Columbia, he was the first freshman ever to be entrusted with the music for the annual varsity show. For this work, he was acclaimed as a prodigy, both by Columbia and by the New York press. He never went back to school after that, probably because he was afraid he couldn't repeat his success, and possibly because he'd met Larry Hart and started to work with him. Hart was the son of a promoter and grew up on West 119th Street in New York. He, too, became locally famous at Columbia through his lyric writing. When he and Rodgers first collaborated, their initial effort was entitled Any Old Place With You, which was interpolated into a Lou Fields show. After that, they spent several years hanging around Broadway, trying to peddle songs, but without much luck. They picked up a little money putting on amateur shows for girls' schools and clubs. Their luck changed, though, when in 1925, they did the words and music for the Theater Guild's Garrick Gaieties. That played here, do you remember? It ran for 214 performances in New York. Since that time, they've been responsible for over 30 shows, most of them hits. It's a poor season on Broadway that has no Rodgers and Hart musical, and on occasion, there have been more than one at a time. The Girlfriend, On Your Toes, I'd Rather Be Right, Babes in Arms, all of those came from their pens. They made a lot of money, not only from show grosses, but from sheet music and record sales and motion picture fees. They never cared a great deal about Hollywood, though. In 15 months out there, they wrote only 5 songs, their average for 1 week in New York. Rodgers is poised, humorous, immaculate, a small man, only 5'7". He towered over Hart's 5 feet at that, though, and was an amusing contrast to the amiable, rumpled effect that Hart presented. In all of their years of association, Rodgers and Hart never had a disagreement, never quarreled over policy or money or credit, or any of the things that cause a lot of partnerships to dissolve. Bert Hansen is going to sing one of their great hits for us tonight, My Heart Stood Still, from one of their early musicals, The Connecticut Yankee.
I laughed at sweethearts I met at school, all indiscreet hearts seem romantic fools. When my heart
as busy as you housewives are these days with all your holiday entertaining, surely somewhere in that refrigerator you'd welcome a delicious shortcut for your holiday menu. Well, let me suggest you get some Peter's Porkettes. We've been stressing these last few Tuesdays how handy porkettes are, and holiday time is really the perfect time to find out how true that is. You're never at a loss for something quick to prepare, for something extra delicious to serve your unexpected holiday guests, as long as you're well supplied with Peter's Roasted Porkettes. You can serve as many as 9 on just 1 pound of porkettes. A pound, as a matter of fact, is a great plenty for 6, and really too much for the usual serving of 4. It'll lighten your work, and it'll relieve you of that troublesome thought, if someone drops in here tonight, what'll I serve? Well, you'll be prepared always when you're well supplied with Peter's new Roasted Porkettes. Rich in ham flavor, hickory smoked, pre-cooked, as large when you fry them as when you buy them.
Buy those Peter's Porkettes, buy those Peter's Porkettes, made in kitchen spotless clean, quality supreme. Try those Peter's Porkettes, buy those Peter's Porkettes, once you try, you'll always buy Peter's Tasty Porkettes.
Musically, 1949 should be a memorable year. Our tastes and popular tunes were certainly varied, and a couple of records for smashing successes were broken. You remember way last winter when every time we turned on the radio, we heard this?
I'm looking over a 40 over that I overlooked before.
We changed the theme and the mood, though, when we started singing along about midsummer, this hymn to the sun.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old sun has nothing to do but roll.
The torch song wasn't forgotten, though, in 1949. Sally Foster thinks this was one of the high spots of the year in the field of music.
Jealous heart, oh jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done?
Few of us have missed hearing a little of the ballyhoo, at least, that surrounds South Pacific. And from it has come probably the finest love song of the year, Some Enchanted Evening.
Some enchanted evening, you may find your true love. You may find your true love across a crowded room.
There was a Western flavor to some of the hits of 49, and one that was sung more than any other was Careless Hand.
I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two.
And now, before we wind up this quick whirl through the melodic events of 1949, let's give one last fling to the ditty that skyrocketed and then died in one brief flash. Mule Train.
Mule train. Clippity-clopping over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clippity-clop, 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 clippity-clopping along.